At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new study from Stanford University has found states with right-to-carry gun laws have higher crime rates. The report covers data from 1979 to 2014 in 30 states that adopted such laws. Stanford law professor John Donahue co-authored the study.
After about 10 years, a right-to-carry state would have about 13% to 15% higher rates of violent crime than they would have had they not adopted a right-to-carry law.
Although Texas saw less violent crime after adopting a right-to-carry law in the 90s, Donahue said the state also had high rates of incarceration.
So you did see crime continue to drop in the wake of the adoption of that right-to-carry law. But the comparison states that we had showed that they experienced a much larger drop in violent crime than Texas experienced.
Crimes of passion, such as spousal conflicts and road rage, account for the increase if the perpetrator had the right to carry. The study also cites theft and loss of firearms by their owners, which can create easier access to illegal guns. Beginning September 1st, those wanting to get a Texas driver's license will have to take a distracted driving course. The new and free one-hour course affects drivers 18 and older. They'll also have to complete a six-hour adult driver education course before obtaining a driver's license. This doesn't apply, though, to those who already have a license, either in or out of state. The new requirement begins the same day as the statewide ban on texting while driving. Now to our American Graduate Champions series, where we profile people making a difference in North Texas schools. Today, Stella Chavez introduces us to Cam Phillips. She started a nonprofit to get kids to dream big about their future careers.
As a college student at the University of Missouri, Cam Phillips volunteered at a local Boys and Girls Club. There, she got a lesson in reality. When she asked kids this question,
"What do you like to do for fun?" And I was surprised to hear kids say, "Throw rocks at cars." Or I'd say, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And they'd say, "Rapper or football player," over and over and over.
Phillips realized she had to do something, something that would turn these kids' prospects around.
You can only dream what you've seen. So if you've never seen engineering or if you've never seen horses, then maybe you don't know that that's something that's a possibility for you.
Phillips asked the club's director if she could introduce the kids to college students. They passed on lessons about horses and goats, engineering and lacrosse. 8 years later, her passion's now her full-time job. Her nonprofit's called Dream Outside the Box. It's based in Fort Worth, and her title is Founder and Chief Executive Dreamer.
I was just really fortunate that I was young enough to be naive enough to believe that you could just start a nonprofit. I was 17 when we started as a college organization and 21 when we started as a nonprofit, and went full time in 2014 when I was 23.
Today, there are 11 chapters at 11 colleges around the country, from the University of Chicago to USC. In Texas, there's UT Austin, UNT, SMU, and TCU. The chapters partner with after-school programs in areas Phillips calls dream deserts.
Okay, so Kylie, what are you doing today?
I'm making a habitat for a duck. I have land, I have water, I have food, we have sand in my group.
On this morning, kids are at a summer camp at Como Community Center in an African-American neighborhood about 10 minutes west of TCU. Kylie Williams is 9 years old and headed to fourth grade in a couple of weeks.
Doing all this stuff makes me happy in the summer because when I go back to school, I will know much stuff. So when we go to science and we learn about engineers and habitats, I can know stuff. And I help my friends to know stuff.
Cam Phillips grew up in Alvarado, about 30 miles south of here. She jokes she was born on a saddle and raised in a barn. Her dad's a black cowboy, a rodeo bull rider who now trains horses. In high school, she competed in barrel racing and ballet folklorico.
Anything that I had an inkling to experience, whether that was horse judging or pageants or journalism camp. My parents really worked to foster and encourage that environment, and there were no limits. You just couldn't start something and then quit.
The college students take the same approach. One week, they'll invite the Society of Women Engineers to teach kids how to build bridges. Another week, kids learn how to dissect owl pellets. That's right, owl pellets.
If it's not hands-on, it doesn't go into our curriculum. We just simply believe that we have to kind of push the envelope in terms of imaginative programming, whether that's making slippers and learning about textiles or looking at meteorites and then having the kids actually build their own rockets to launch.
Back at Como Community Center, a fire alarm sends kids streaming outside. I catch up with Carol Brown, who ran the center for 30 years. Phillips, she says, shows kids what's possible.
A lot of these kids never really get out of the community. They never really get to go on vacations. They don't get to do any exploring. So she brings it in to them, which is so important for them.
9-year-old Jayla Williams also has a few things to say about Phillips.
She's a nice teacher, and when she yells at you, she only yells at you for you to act right, and that's her way of showing love, apparently.
Phillips laughs and agrees with Jayla, because learning about careers is important, and so is learning how to behave. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
We got a 20% chance of rain, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 89.